what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want cheese on those chili fries? Sounds tempting, but ugh, the lactose. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Cheese, ice cream, whipped cream, so delicious, but not everyone can digest dairy products. Northern Europeans, however, don't seem to have a problem. Why is that? Miriam Cubis and colleagues from the University of York collected pottery fragments from prehistoric farms along the European Atlantic coastline. They analyzed the oils trapped in those fragments. They found both dairy and fish oils in varying amounts up and down the coastline. Over 80% of pottery from northern farms contained dairy fats, more than double the amount found in the south. Why this reliance on dairy? Northern farms saw shorter days and less sunlight. Poor soil made planting crops difficult, and dairy is a great source of vitamin D. Interestingly, studies have shown most ancient northern Europeans were lactose intolerant. Dairy farming may have helped increase their ability to digest milk and cheese over thousands of years. Now that's a well-aged Gouda.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo Lowe. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.